welcome to another episode of X-Ray with Dr. Tom Pritchard. In this episode, we're going to take a look at a match from 1992 between Jake the Snake Roberts and Randy Macho Man Savage, two of the greatest characters in professional wrestling. In 1992, things were really heated up. Savage was a great performer. Jake was a great performer. Two of the great characters in WWE history, no doubt about it. Jake Roberts is one of those evil, nasty heels that you believe every time you hear him talk. And Randy Savage, ooh yeah! A convincing promo, an entertaining promo, and a credible performer. Been in the business his entire life, and so has Jake. Both of these guys have the intensity and authenticity that it called for to have a great match. This particular match is from Madison Square Garden. And we're going to start out with Randy Savage talking to Lord Alfred Hayes in a promo, an interview, talking and setting up the match with Jake Roberts. Classic event. It's one of these matches where you can start out hot, but then you have to know when to stop and tell your story. So these two guys are the epitome of what great workers are and should be. Savage looked the part. He wore the green hat, the jacket, the oh yeah, the voice. That was Savage through and through. Jake Roberts was that guy that you looked at and you wondered, what's going on behind those eyes? And he never let you in. Everything he said, he meant. And that's the authenticity that draws people in to the matches. You'll notice Savage here talking to Alfred Hayes. I am going to fast forward to Gorilla and Bobby Heenan at ringside. They have it on camera, and they're setting up the match as well. And then you have Jake Roberts and Savage left to do the rest. I'm just fast-forwarding here to having Savage and Liz walking down the hallways of Madison Square Garden. And that was always a cool place to go because the hallways had all these pictures of Elvis and Elton John and the various celebrities. Hulk Hogan, who appeared in the garden. But the pageantry, the presentation, appearance, costumes, everything fit. This is the Macho Man. And Miss Elizabeth, she knew her part well, and it was both her and Randy not playing parts at all. They were the king and queen of WWE. Especially at that time. The garden was always electric. And you couldn't help but be excited when you heard the Macho Man's music and saw the Macho Man come to the ring. Howard Finkel, the voice for many, many years of Madison Square Garden and WWE announcers, just adds to the atmosphere and the ambiance. The referee, Joey Morella. A lot of memories here. A lot of memories. And I'm sure the people in Madison Square Garden walked away that night with a lot of memories too. And as you watch Jake walking down the hall, I think here's a guy who didn't have to practice. It just came to him. And talk about authenticity. Talk about living a life that really drew his emotions. He drew his emotions from, and every time he stepped in the ring, he felt it. And that's what you have to do. So watch these guys as Jake steps in the ring. Watch these guys as they start out hot. There's an issue, obviously. And you can't do this with every match, but there's Savage with the punches. Taking back to the Jake back to the corner, raking in his face. Jake says, to hell with this. We're going to going to get a rest. Throws Randy over the top, comes around to Liz, which again draws Randy to Savage, or to Jake. And we've got a hot start, and the people are into it. This was a hot time for WWE. 1992, I don't think anybody was hotter than the Macho Man. And Jake is a heel, fit the bill. So both guys now outside the ring, even though it looks like they might be going fast, they are taking their time. They're telling a story. Savage is now going to the top, and Jake knows if he hits, it could be disaster. Now, watch the way Randy sells. Jake caught him in the stomach coming down, and Randy sells up, where everyone can see what's happening. And now we're going to slow the pace down. A nice knee to the head or knee to the face by Jake Roberts keeps Randy down. And got to tell you, both of these guys, even in their off time, were probably the most intense people on two different spectrums. Savage would stay on the edge. You never knew when he was going to leap. And Jake was on the edge, but he let you know he was just a few steps behind, just a few steps away from jumping. But he could make that leap in a heartbeat. And people got that from him. When you were around him, you felt that. And in his promos, in his interviews, you felt there was some rage. There was something seething inside. And Savage had that same intensity. That's why this was such a great matchup. Both of these guys knew each other's style, and it felt right. That's, I believe, the key in sports entertainment or professional wrestling. You have to have something to sink your teeth into. And both of these guys, while the Macho Man was a character and the Snake was a character, it was as real and authentic as you could get. Jake taking his time, letting everyone see what's happening. Conniving, deliberate. The back elbows, letting Savage sell, letting the people digest what's going on. I think it's one of those instinctive feelings every time you step in the ring. Not just anyone can step in the ring and say they're the Macho Man and believe it. But Randy Savage believed every bit of it. And here we go, Jake, with those jabs. Quick jabs. Telling the story, wearing Randy down, but giving Savage time to sell. Jake putting his hands on his hips and looking at everyone in Madison Square Garden told the story. Jake Roberts, he fit the Snake. He was the Snake. And I don't think he has Damien at ringside right now. That might be his downfall. But just kicking and keeping Savage down, didn't have to do it much, didn't have to do a whole lot of it. Jake is now selling up, a kick to the chest. Both men have their head up. Both men letting everybody see and digest what's happening in the ring. You know, I traveled with Jake a few times too, and you never knew which story he was telling was real, imagined, embellished, or completely true, because all three could happen, all in the same story. Savage was instrumental in a lot of people being inspired going to that top rope because he did it so gracefully. He did it better than anyone else. But Jake, simple things like catching Savage with the knee as he came in and just doing that extra shove, doing that extra push, it separated him from everyone else. It's the little things. like that. It's the things you don't think about. The body language and the facials that mean everything. So Jake, with those short clotheslines and letting Randy sell, now reacting to Liz and telling her it's about to be over because I'm going to DDT him. Everybody knew what was coming. Everybody knew what was coming. And Savage gives it time to breathe and sell. And both guys know what's coming. Watch this counter. Brilliant move. Just hook the ropes and Jake sells. But he hit the back of his head. And he knows Savage has to go to the top. Everybody sees what's happening. Here comes the grand finale, the elbow. And you want to send everybody home happy. But Jake kicks out and rolls to his stomach. So he's not laying there dead. He's not laying there defeated. It's a three count, yes. Didn't win. But he's not. He's going to fight another day. And Randy's going back up to the corner and trying to do something else. But you have Rene Goulet and the referee telling him, no, no, no. Jake getting out of the ring, keeping his heat, and that's the way you do it. Madison Square Garden was always a favorite place of a lot of the guys because the crowd was always hot, and it's always better when you have a hot crowd and a good crowd to get into the match. And these guys, Randy Savage and Jake Roberts, definitely got into the match anytime they had an opportunity to work with each other. Simple storytelling. With the little added twerks, the tweaks, like body language, facials, pushing the guy away, covering on the shoulders, intensity, the eyes, everything means something. Everything meant something in this match. Great match by Jake Roberts, Randy Macho Man Savage. That was the way they were doing it back then. And again, it goes back to simple storytelling. Getting your audience involved, educating your audience on what the moves are. They know when it's coming, and if you get it over, you're gonna be over. So that's the style. One of my favorite matches to watch, two of my favorite performers to watch, and I hope you join us again on our next X-Ray, and we'll have hopefully some of your favorite performers to watch. I'll see you next time right here on X-Ray.